This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. Lois Lerner cautioned her IRS colleagues about what they put in emails because Congress may get them in their investigation.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I have not done anything wrong.
Commissioner Costin, 3 weeks ago in front of the Ways and Means Committee, you testified Lois Lerner was not trying to destroy email. In fact, she was working very hard to restore her emails. Do you stand by that statement?
As far as I know, yes.
I'm going to show you three emails out of 15,000 that you dumped on us on July 3rd. Let's go first to this one. This is Lois Lerner to Maria Cook. I had a question today about OCS. I was cautioning folks about email and how we have had several occasions where Congress has asked for emails and there's been an electronic search for responsive emails. So we need to be cautious about what we say in emails because Congress might get a hold of them. American people might actually find out what the IRS is doing. But then she closed. Someone asked if OCS conversations were also searchable. Now, your response to the chairman was you don't know anything about OCS. Is that true? You have no idea what this system is?
Correct.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Because I'm asserting my right not to testify, I know that some people will assume that I've done something wrong. I have not. One of the basic functions of the Fifth Amendment is to protect innocent individuals, and that is the protection I'm invoking today. Thank you.
What we get is a smoking gun. This is Lois Lerner clearly cautioning people not to say things on email and being delighted to find out that the local instant chat that they have wasn't tracking what they said so that they could do this instant messaging back and forth at the IRS without any audit trail. But I think the important thing is she was trying to make sure that on April 9th of 2013 that, in fact, her people weren't being tracked.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculow.
Hey, welcome to Jay Seculow Live. We're going to be taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We'll talk Middle East later in the broadcast today. The rocket fire. Now, a rocket every 10 seconds, 365 rockets in the last few days. I mean, you are talking about major rocket fire coming in from the Gaza Strip into Israel. We'll continue to talk about that, but we can't ignore a story breaking yesterday out of the Government Oversight Committee. IRS Commissioner John Costin has to testify again. New emails were released to the committee, on the Oversight Committee, from Lois Lerner. These are the emails they were able to go back and get from other people because her hard drive crashed and then it was destroyed. And the emails, I mean, this gets more and more damning every minute of the scandal. And because now, remember, Lois Lerner sends this email, which I'll read to you, knows that the report is coming when she sent this email, knows the Inspector General. Then the report comes out. Then she takes the Fifth. So she's got her emails destroyed, and she's covering her bases one more time. Listen to this. April 9th, 2013, 12 days after, people like Lois Lerner at the IRS would have seen the draft report from the Inspector General of the tax agency who was going to say that there was inappropriate targeting of conservative groups. She, in an email, she writes to a tech person at the IRS, "I had a question today about OCS. That's an office communication system. I was cautioning folks about email and how we have had several occasions where Congress has asked for emails and there's been an electronic search for responsive emails." That's exactly, by the way, how Congress got this one. Because remember, Lois Lerner's emails were supposedly destroyed. They looked to responsive emails. Other people who were getting emailed by Lois Lerner on emails from Lois Lerner. So we need to be cautious about what we say in emails. Now, this is a month and a day before she announces the IRS targeting. So she asks, are our chats searchable by Congress? Are those saved? They write back, no, they're not. You know what her response is? Perfect. So she makes sure her email's gone. Then her chats, don't worry about those. Caution your colleagues about their emails. Then you know what the report is coming. So announce the scandal and then take the Fifth. And you think this woman isn't guilty? Call now, folks. We want to take your calls. 1-800-684-3110. We've got our matching challenge. Help us fight the IRS. Any donation you make will be doubled at ACLJ.org. Make that donation.
Around the globe, especially in the Middle East, the persecution of Christians continues to grow at an alarming rate. With each day, there are new reports of Christians being murdered, even crucified, by radical Islamic terrorists simply because of their Christian faith. At the ACLJ, we're engaged in this vital issue, working to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned nearly 2 years in Iran because of his Christian faith. And in the Sudan, Miriam Ibrahim and her American family, her husband and 2 young kids, prohibited from leaving that country to return to the United States. We must do all we can to bring an end to this global persecution of Christians, especially in the Middle East. That's why we're launching a new campaign, calling on the Obama administration to take all diplomatic efforts to protect Christians from this wave of persecutions. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And an email, which they're posted online now, April 9th, a month before the IRS targeting is announced by Lois Lerner. She writes to a tech advisor at the IRS that she was cautioning her folks at the IRS about their email and how we've had occasions where Congress has asked for emails and they've been electronic searches for responsive emails. That would be her, because remember her emails between 2009 and 2011 were destroyed, supposedly. So we need to be cautious about what we say in emails. But do our chats, are they also searchable? I don't know, but told them I would get back to them. Do you know? And she gets a response back. These messages are not set to automatically save as the standard. They could be saved. Someone could copy and paste them into a Word document. But again, they are not saved automatically. Lois Lerner, one word response. Perfect. She knows her emails are destroyed. She's telling her colleagues. Remember, in this email, she's not telling the colleagues. She's telling someone else that she's been telling her colleagues to be careful about what they put in their emails because of Congress. And then she got to make sure, wait, I hope they can't see our chats, the inner office communication system like Instant Messenger, and she gets the reply she wants that they're not automatically saved, and she says, perfect. Now, add this all together. So Lois Lerner's emails get destroyed. Then she gets 12 days before writing this email, she gets her eyes on the draft report from the Inspector General tax assessment. So they are the one who was going to come forward to Congress and present the information that the groups that we represent, these Tea Party groups, were inappropriately targeted by the IRS, inappropriately delayed, inappropriate, unconstitutional questions, etc. She knows that's coming. So she then checks to make sure, are my chats saved? Are those searchable by Congress? Answer, no. Someone would have to take the multiple steps to do that. Her response, perfect. A month later from this email, she announces about the scandal, the targeting. She apologizes for it. And then, a few days after that, and we'll have to count how many exact days after it was the announcement, she takes the fifth at Congress. So this is someone who covered their tracks, knew what was coming, leaked what was coming, and then refused to testify about it. You don't think that's enough to be guilty? I mean, certainly in our civil case, this is going to go another extra step in proving that what we're alleging is absolutely true. And really, they've got nothing to refute. Nothing, no helpful evidence so far. You know, it's interesting. We keep getting told there's nothing in these emails and there's nothing really left. There's not a single email that's come out. There's not a single piece of information that's come out that helps Lois Lerner, that helps the IRS, that makes them look like they weren't doing something, not just bad, you know, bad practice or inappropriate even, but illegal. And that's the truth, folks, and we still haven't seen everything yet. In fact, there are more emails coming, and I'll go to Than Bitt on this. And Than, the IRS commissioner, something very telling, in a hearing that didn't get a lot of media, people didn't know this was coming, it wasn't something they flipped on Fox and it was right there live until later in the hearing when things started coming out, but that the IRS commissioner said he's sure that there will be some people who are very interested in what's in the next batch of emails. So even though he said he knew nothing about these emails, it does seem like it's bizarre because he didn't know anything about these, but certainly it seems like he knows what's coming in this next batch.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And both the emails that we already have, Jordan, and the ones that are coming, these are ones that they have pulled off of other people's systems, and I would say that they've scrubbed. They've looked at them and said, listen, these are ones we want to turn over. None of them are still coming from Lois Lerner's accounts, but listen, in what came out yesterday, after Lois Lerner's emails were gone, she was both engaging in an effort to suppress the emails of her colleagues and trying to make sure that the IRS's internal chat system was not traceable. So, Jordan, you know, we can talk about all of the other stuff surrounding this, and we should, but it all comes back to this very simple point. The only incentive that Lois Lerner would have for destroying emails and for trying to keep chat messages from surfacing is if they contain something that you have to hide. If there is nothing wrong in those communications, then there would be no need to worry about if they were traceable or if Congress could get them. Lois Lerner, Jordan, plain and simple, no other way to look at this. She was trying to hide wrongdoing.
Folks, we're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I was actually on Fox News this morning discussing that. I'll be on Special Report later today and a piece by James Rosen talking about the EPA and a wage garnishment issue. But similar to the IRS, actually, a lot of comparisons were made there. We'll play some of that interview I did on Fox News later in the broadcast. We're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110, if you want to talk to us on air. What do you think about Lois Lerner admitting in her emails that she's been cautioning folks at the IRS to not say anything that may get them in trouble, basically, that, you know, investigators may be looking at this, so we have to be careful about what we say in our emails. And again, so we have that, cautious about what we say in our emails. And then she asked about her chats, finds out that they're not going to be searchable, and says perfect. And then a month and a half later, she's taken the Fifth Amendment. And that's about self-incrimination, folks. I mean, you only take the Fifth if you believe that something you may say will incriminate you. Not a civil case, incriminate you in a criminal case. And yet the FBI and Department of Justice, remember this, we've pulled back, you know, we've said we're no longer cooperating with their investigation because they were focusing on low-level people that you've never heard about in this investigation who were rude to people on the phone. And they know the same information or more than Congress does. Remember, they sat Lois Lerner down. What she is doing in these emails is building the case. If you look at all of her conduct and her writing, this is someone scared. This is someone trying to, again, take everything specifically and hide them step by step, taking this approach. Folks, this is a big battle. We're in court against, of course, the IRS and major law firms, huge law firms, representing these IRS officials in their individual capacity. We need your support to be able to do all of this work, to do all of these cases, to go one day from having live reports from our office in Israel to going back to being on Fox News and then back talking to you about our 41 clients we represent at no cost to them because of your support in the IRS targeting. And right now we have a matching challenge online at aclj.org. Anything you donate will be doubled for us at the American Center for Law and Justice. This starts, I mean, $5 becomes $10. It goes up from there. It's a great time if you thought about supporting the work that we do to make a donation. You can do it again very quickly and securely online at aclj.org or by phone. If you prefer to do it by phone, you can absolutely do that. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's go to Ken in Virginia online too. Ken, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Yes, Jay. Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Ken.
You made some very good points. She is above the law, clearly demonstrating that she wants to be above the law. She's setting the bar in a different way to become a new type of federal government servant, civil servant, that is totally unacceptable. And the other thing is she has violated NISPOM rules and regulations for handling, destroying, and managing federal government property. And if she indeed has destroyed a federal government computer, she had to do that in collusion with someone else.
Oh, they've admitted. You know, that's the thing, Ken, is they say, oh, that used to be our old procedure. Is we, you know, if there was a crash and we couldn't recover it, we would destroy everything. Now, let me go to David French here because, David, there's been the assessment of, you know, what laws could have been violated. Certainly you've had the archives, National Archives, have said that they did not follow the law properly at the IRS. The question is, does anyone have to have the burden of being prosecuted for not following that law? I mean, is anybody going to be held accountable for that?
Well, you know, that is, there's actually two hearings coming up. There's hearings coming up today and tomorrow in Washington, where the IRS is going to be called to account on these very issues in connection with Freedom of Information Act requests and in connection with litigation, because the IRS is under obligations under the Freedom of Information Act, under the Federal Records Act, under the rules that attach whenever there's potential litigation to preserve messages. And they have not done that. And what was incredible to me is that they sit there and they admitted in email correspondence that even though they had the capacity and the ability to save these internal chat messages, they just didn't turn on that functionality. Really? Is that what they did? They just didn't turn on the functionality to keep the records of these official communications? I find that hard to believe.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 1-800-684-3110. We will take your phone calls. Again, this is just more and more outrageous. Now you got Lois Lerner making sure that her chats weren't being saved and answering back. That's perfect. And she was even saying in the email, you know, you got to watch out. It's not just your email. See, they also will search responsive emails. That's the only way we're getting a lot of these Lois Lerner emails, because her hard drive crashed, destroying all of her emails on her computer, supposedly. You can see, folks, I mean, week after week, there's more information. This case keeps building bigger and bigger. And while we're in federal court, we've got attorneys at those cases David just mentioned today and tomorrow in Washington, D.C. We need your support. You don't take on the IRS. You don't take on a major Washington or even international law firms without support from everybody who's listening right now. And it's a great time to support us, the ACLJ, because anything you donate will be doubled. It's called our matching challenge. You can take part in it and donate online quickly at aclj.org or by phone 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Around the globe, especially in the Middle East, the persecution of Christians continues to grow at an alarming rate. With each day, there are new reports of Christians being murdered, even crucified, by radical Islamic terrorists simply because of their Christian faith. At the ACLJ, we're engaged in this vital issue, working to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned nearly 2 years in Iran because of his Christian faith. And in the Sudan, Miriam Ibrahim and her American family, her husband and two young kids, prohibited from leaving that country to return to the United States. We must do all we can to bring an end to this global persecution of Christians, especially in the Middle East. That's why we're launching a new campaign, calling on the Obama administration to take all diplomatic efforts to protect Christians from this wave of persecution. executions. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Take a listen. This is the soundbite. Jim Jordan talking to the IRS commissioner. This was last night. This is not as heavily publicized government oversight hearing on Capitol Hill. And then suddenly we all started getting emails from Than Bennett, because it became one where there was yet another smoking gun email release from Lois Lerner talking about, can they keep their private inner office instant message chats private so that Congress can't get to them? And she gets the response she wants, and she says, perfect. So let me, again, play for you Congressman Jim Jordan, bite two.
I'm going to show you three emails out of 15,000 that you dumped on us on July 3rd. Let's go first to this one. This is Lois Lerner to Maria Hook. I had a question today about OCS. I was cautioning folks about email and how we have had several occasions where Congress has asked for emails and there's been an electronic search for responsive emails. So we need to be cautious about what we say in emails, because Congress might get a hold of them. American people might actually find out what the IRS is doing.
And then listen to this, folks, bite three.
But then she closed, someone asked if OCS conversations were also searchable. Now, your response to the chairman was, you don't know anything about OCS. Is that true? You have no idea what this system is?
Correct.
It's our understanding, after our staff did some background work, that this is an intra-office instant messaging chat type system that you have in place. So remember, Ms. Lerner says, I had a question about OCS. Then Ms. Hook responds back, OCS messages are not set to automatically save as the standard. And then, of course, the response from Ms. Lerner is perfect.
Folks, again, that is the IRS commissioner. He was there last night. That goes on. He even was asked, I want to play this bite, but let me see if we can clip it down a little bit shorter. It's bite four, but I just need Koskinen's response. When we have that, I'll play for you. Because he basically said he doesn't see anything wrong with this email. Now, he doesn't see that there's anything suspicious here. You have to have your head buried so far in the sand to think that there's nothing suspicious here. When you put all everything together, listen, one email, no. Everything has to be put into context about what we already know. I want to go to the phones now. William in Georgia on line one's been holding. William, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay. I got a simple question. Well, first of all, I want to get into the statement first. If, when it comes to a scandal like this or this caliber, if it was a regular taxpaying citizen like me or anybody else or whatnot, we'll be immediately detained, especially if we was actually destroying evidence that could link us to this incriminating crime. But my biggest question is, you know, why isn't people like Lois Lerner and those who are involved in this scandal not immediately prosecuted like we would be?
Yeah, it's a good question, William. I want to go back to Eric Holder's soundbite. This is just a few days after, 4 days after Lois Lerner announced this IRS targeting. And remember, she eventually resigned from the IRS. This was after she was asked to. They asked her to quit. She retired. They said they couldn't fire her. Let's take a listen, though, to Eric Holder, 4 days after Lois Lerner made the announcement, bite 18.
I have ordered an investigation to be begun. The FBI is coordinating with the Justice Department to see if any laws were broken in connection with those matters related to the IRS. Those were, I think, as everyone can agree, if not criminal, they were certainly outrageous and unacceptable.
Folks, and so, William, you got there again. Eric Holder saying how outrageous it is, and it could have been criminal. But, David, now we've announced, so we made this public, after trying to work with the FBI and DOJ and realizing that, one, they were colluding with the IRS and Lois Lerner. There were DOJ attorneys talking to Lois Lerner and other IRS officials about bringing criminal prosecutions against Tea Party applicants and conservative applicants for C3 or C4 status, that we were done cooperating because it was, one, it lacked seriousness, and two, the people who are doing the investigation should be investigated themselves. And when I say that, I mean the Department of Justice. And then you add this to the list. The fact is, they've got all the information Congress has and more. And they've basically ignored Lois Lerner. They're focusing in, and we know this from our meetings with them, focusing in on the people answering the phone at the IRS, which certainly is not Lois Lerner-level people. It's a phony sham investigation.
The Department of Justice is the furthest thing from an honest broker here. I mean, look, they were contacting the IRS on their own accord to, quote, piece together prosecutions of conservative groups. Think about that. They were not responding to a complaint. They were not responding to evidence. They're trying to piece together prosecutions. And, you know, why has Lois Lerner not been indicted yet? Well, one reason may well be that the person who is running the investigation is a large-scale donor to the Obama candidacies. I mean, this, you know, we're at a point where we're looking at the Department of Justice and you're saying, where is their dedication to the Constitution? Where is their dedication to the unbiased administration of justice? That's why we need a special counsel, but who appoints a special counsel but the Attorney General, who's already shown that he's anything but fair?
Folks, we need your support. We are fighting a major battle here in court. It is not just against the IRS, but it's these individuals named in our lawsuit, people like Lois Lerner, who have outside counsel, some of them who hired major Washington law firms, major international law firms. These are big budget firms who are dealing with high-profile people. We're bringing this lawsuit. We represent those 41 groups at no cost to them because of all your support. So right now, we have a matching challenge. And I think the last couple of days show you why your support matters and why it makes a difference. We brought you live reports, and we could do it right now if we needed to, from Israel because we have an office in Jerusalem. So we brought you our senior counsel there, who is also a lieutenant colonel in the IDF, in the Israeli Defense Forces. We brought you yesterday on the broadcast the former ambassador of Israel to the United States and former foreign minister of Israel with live updates on what was happening on the ground in Israel. Today, we turn on and the news of the day, here we are again, because our 41 clients were being targeted by the IRS, and there's more emails out from Lois Lerner and supposedly from the IRS commissioner. More are coming. Every issue you think about, all these hot-button issues, we're not just talking about, we're actually involved in. And so when you file these lawsuits, you better be able to back it up, seriously. When you have this office in Jerusalem, you've got to fund that office in Israel. All of it comes because of your support. And if you make a donation to us now at aclj.org, your donation will be doubled. And so that may say, you may say, well, what do you mean, Jordan? I mean, if you gave $10, that becomes $20 for us. It's a matching challenge. It's right on our homepage at aclj.org. And if you're not comfortable making it, it's a secure website. But if you're not comfortable doing it online at aclj.org, you can call now. We've got people ready to answer the phone. If you want to make a donation by phone, it's a toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Remember, we've got another half hour of Jay Sekulow Live coming up. You can listen to it free at aclj.org, or if you've got SiriusXM, we're there as well, and we'll take your phone calls. But I've got to encourage you right now. These are major battles. It costs money to fight them. You've got to have the staff. You've got to have the offices. You've got to have the people on the ground. We've got people in court today in Washington, D.C. And we're just talking about, I mean, a couple of issues on the surface, IRS and Israel. All the litigation we've got going on around the country, we need your support, and around the world as well. If you can make that donation today, it will be doubled for us. So can't make it a better time. You can do it at aclj.org, secure, safely, and quickly at aclj.org. Or if you'd rather do it by phone, you can absolutely do that as well. You'll still be part of our matching challenge. Your donation will still be doubled. That's by calling our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. Think about it right now. A $20 donation becomes $40 for us at the ACLJ. Go to aclj.org now.
We must do all we can to bring an end to this global persecution of Christians, especially in the Middle East. That's why we're launching a new campaign, calling on the Obama administration to take all diplomatic efforts to protect Christians from this wave of persecutions. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We are talking this latest revelation in the IRS scandal. If you're just joining us, just to make it clear, Lois Lerner was asking a tech person now in the newest emails, which came out, they were sent a month before she announced, remember on May 10th, 2013, the IRS was inappropriately targeting conservative groups. In this email, she announces, she asked if their inter-office chat system, their instant messenger, if those are saved and then possibly searchable and retrievable by Congress. She gets the answer she was looking for, which is they are not automatically saved, so someone would have to take steps to do that. And she writes back, perfect. So she already knew her emails were destroyed from a couple of years. Then she wanted to make sure her chats were gone. She then announces, leaks the scandal before the Inspector General's report comes out. And by the way, these emails were being sent 12 days after she would have first seen a first draft of that Inspector General's report. Then she takes the Fifth Amendment. So this is someone who was covering every track possible from not just her, but also her colleagues, and then knew she was probably going to get caught up in the crosshairs. So she invokes her right to remain silent. I want to go to your phone calls now. Let's go to Rick in Montana on line three. Rick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yeah, how's it going? Hey, I had a one question that's kind of been sitting back in my mind. With after all this information comes out about the political targeting of these groups and trying to sway the votes towards elections, and the more and more information that's out there proves that that's exactly what they did, would that not make those elections void?
Well, I mean, David, I'll go to you on this, but the way that this works, I mean, you know, obviously there's, I don't like using the word on here, we don't say it much, there's impeachment, but that would mean that the, you know, Vice President Biden would become President of the United States. So to go back and void out elections because of wrongdoing would be unprecedented.
Yeah, it would be unprecedented. You would have to actually be able to go into court through a mechanism, you know, years later to set it aside. It wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen.
That's not the outcome. That right, Rick, now is to make sure the people who are guilty are held accountable so that everyone knows in the future, regardless of what side you're on politically, if you do this, this is what happens to you. You lose your job. That's happened to these people. You will lose your retirement. That should happen to these people. You could face criminal charges. That should happen to these people. Civil penalties, fines. It will financially impact you. It will tarnish you forever. I mean, the truth is, Lois Lerner, whatever comes of everything legally, if there's never criminal charges brought against her, she's got to answer to all of our civil cases. And she's got to go around the rest of her life as an attorney from the IRS, as someone who sent these emails, ridiculous emails, I might add, about, you know, by the way, did she ever think maybe don't send an email about whether or not your chats won't be searchable? Sometimes you think, oh, these people are real smart. They put together this targeting. And you realize Lois Lerner, not really. I mean, you know, she was in the emails that she knew were searchable asking if their chats could be searchable. It's like giving the trail over. I mean, so you imagine, I think she was just at that point scrambling. You know, she realized this was coming out and it was really going to focus in on her. Let me try to grab one more call very quickly. Elvin in California, line one. Elvin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Good morning, Jordan. I was just wondering if you had an update on Miriam Ibrahim's situation.
Yeah, still, you know, reportedly at the U.S. Embassy in Sudan, a paperwork issue. The United States government is saying they don't recognize that as being that she needs any more paperwork or anything different. There's civil charges. The family members tried to bring civil charges, one of her supposed family members, against her. Again, doing anything possible to stop her from leaving Sudan. As of right now, Miriam and her family are not able to leave Sudan. They are at our embassy. So without that protection at all, you know, they'd probably be back in custody again. Our State Department has got to do a lot more, and they got to get this done because she needs medical testing done for her daughter, who she feels like had some problems, could be very serious problems because of the way she had to give birth, shackled. So, folks, we'll continue to update that at ACLJ.org. We've got a lot coming up on the broadcast. We'll talk more about Israel, talk more about the IRS. Be a part of our matching challenge. Everything you donate and anything you donate will be doubled for us at the ACLJ, and we need your support. Donate online, be a part of the matching challenge at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
Around the globe, especially in the Middle East, the persecution of Christians continues to grow at an alarming rate. With each day, there are new reports of Christians being murdered, even crucified, by radical Islamic terrorists simply because of their Christian faith. At the ACLJ, we're engaged in this vital issue, working to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned nearly 2 years in Iran because of his Christian faith. And in the Sudan, Miriam Ibrahim and her American family, her husband and 2 young kids, prohibited from leaving that country to return to the United States. We must do all we can to bring an end to this global persecution of Christians, especially in the Middle East. That's why we're launching a new campaign, calling on the Obama administration to take all diplomatic efforts to protect Christians from this wave of persecutions. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C. I am going to switch gears for just a moment and go back to this IRS scandal issue, folks. The new revelations that are coming out that Lois Lerner was actively trying to find out whether or not the internal chat communication system at the IRS could be traced. And this was after cautioning her employees to be careful about what they put in emails because Congress could get a hold of them. Folks, this is more evidence that the IRS and specifically Lois Lerner were in full-blown cover-up mode. The scandal just continues. It is time to get to the bottom of this. Of course, we believe that there should be an independent counsel investigating this. We continue to push for that. But folks, with all the new revelations coming out, I wanted to go back and remind you how we got to this point. We have a special documentary at the ACLJ. It's called Tax Invasion, and it outlines exactly how this scandal began and how we got to this point where we are representing more than 40 clients across the country that were targeted by the IRS. Again, this is called Tax Invasion. You can find the entire thing online at irsmovie.com. I want to play a segment for you now. Again, Tax Invasion. Let's roll this clip.
Our media offices are specifically not located in Washington, D.C. This gives our team a clear vision of what America wants and removes the chance of influence from the Beltway. However, from time to time, the schedules of leaders in faith, media, and politics line up with ours. Senator Rand Paul happened to be in town and stopped by our office to discuss the importance of this issue. Along with his role in the Senate and being an outspoken icon with the Tea Party movement, he is an ophthalmologist with an MD from Duke and plays an interesting role in this conversation. Your sense of the political motivations here, the IRS is trying to do a bit of a mea culpa, but the president keeps calling these phony scandals. These are not real.
Well, you know, I think the American people, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent, they're horrified at this because no one wants to think, you know what, I supported one candidate, the other guy won, and now I'm going to be audited or punished or have my business closed down, my religion challenged, my political beliefs challenged. Nobody really wants that to happen in government. So this is really, I think of all the scandals that are going on, one of the most offensive. And I think it'll continue to go. The other thing I think that really gets to me about this is that when you look at contributions from the IRS union, they gave over $1 million in the last 2 cycles, all to Democrats. And so really the question is, are they sitting over at the IRS from top to bottom looking who you contributed to and deciding whether to audit you? So the really, I think, not only do the perpetrators need to be fired and or imprisoned, I think you need to look from top to bottom and really should government employees be involved with contributing to one party versus the other?
The president came out when the scandal first was really hit the media with the inspector general. They tried to get ahead of the inspector general report. And he said he was outraged. It was horrible what happened. He then instructed his attorney general, Eric Holder, to take direct action. Eric Holder was the one who inserted that this may in fact be criminal. Yet I represent 41 of the groups that were targeted, and some of the small ones and large ones. No one's been contacted by the FBI. There's been no investigations done. Do you think these were political statements that the White House was trying to do? We now know, of course, it's going much higher up the internally than we initially thought. But what's your sense of the reaction?
It's like so many other responses from President Obama. He says the right thing, and you want to believe him. After Benghazi said he was going to fire the people who were responsible, but no one's been fired. After the IRS scandal, has anybody really been fired? Someone resigned, but I think they were planning on resigning.
Right.
The main person who took the Fifth Amendment, my understanding, she's still being paid, correct?
Yes, she is. Lois Lerner is still on the government's payroll, and she had actually access to her computers until a few weeks ago.
And here's the other point. If she's convicted, will she still get her pension? You know, she apparently has a decade-long history of this. You know, George Will reported that when she was at the FEC, she told a candidate, a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, "We'll leave you alone, we'll drop the charges if you just promise never to run for office again." That's the kind of bully nature we don't want our government involved in.
When you first heard about the IRS targeting, what was your reaction?
It was almost disbelief. And then when I heard that some of these groups were being asked what books you read, I mean, what kind of country would we live in where the tax agency is asking people what kind of books they read? And really, I think it's done for intimidation factor. You know, there are many people in churches where the ministers are afraid to speak out because they've been threatened that their tax-exempt status will be taken away from them. Here, we're not threatening to take it away. We're just threatening never to give you tax-exempt status.
You mentioned pastors in the pulpit. They are intimidated. They're intimidated about the IRS. They're afraid to speak out on issues of the day. They get notices from groups that say, you know, if you speak out on behalf of a candidate for public office, we're going to complain to the IRS and get your tax exempt status, which the tax code actually does not say. And the First Amendment really says the opposite. What would you tell pastors?
Don't be afraid. Speak out. No one's ever been prosecuted. No one's ever had their tax exempt status taken away. So don't be afraid. And if you don't speak out now, someday it'll be too late. And there are so many things where government is encroaching on us that we do need to be bold. We need to speak out. And people need to be unafraid. No one thinks that your government ought to be able to target you for your religious or your political beliefs.
So on this targeting, we got the IRS makes an admission that they in fact engaged in targeting. The Attorney General says he's going to open up a criminal investigation. So we have the FBI investigating the IRS. The FBI is investigating themselves and the Department of Justice on other matters. You've got all this swirling scandal going on. Yet you said something that I think is really important. A lot of people get intimidated when it's the IRS. We know that the IRS leaked donor information to not just individual media personnel, but actually leak the information to a group on the other side of the debate.
The other question I have is, where's the taxpayer watchdog? Many years ago, we set up a position of taxpayer watchdog sort of to have an advocate for the taxpayer within the structure of government. So not everybody was just against the taxpayer. Someone would actually be there for. I haven't seen any report of what the taxpayer watchdog's doing on this.
The taxpayer advocate, they're now called, and you're right, we have one. She said that these groups should be given $1,000 for their trouble and aggravation. That was her response.
Some of them are still waiting on their status, right?
Most of them are.
What do you think their attorneys are paid for this? Yeah. Over years and years, just doing this part-time, trying to get your status, I'm sure it costs more than $1,000 over a two-year period.
A lot more than that. And what happened in this senator, and it's happened to folks in Kentucky, it's happened around the country, and that is this process is going on for some of these groups up to 3 years. And we just had the IRS, through the Department of Justice, come back and say, well, listen, we'll give expedited review to these nonprofit groups if, in fact, they will agree to expend only 40% of their funds and volunteer efforts on political activity. But the law says 49%. But if you'll surrender 9% of your constitutional rights, we'll give you expedited review. These applications have been pending for 3 years. Most of them, over the last, I'd say, 6 months, no activity.
I think maybe it's a culture at the IRS, that the culture is that you can use the bully nature of your power to go after people you don't like.
So far, for most of this year, we've seen an endless parade of distractions and political posturing and phony scandals. And
can you tell us what phony scandals he's talking about?
Whether it's about
the attacks in Benghazi and the talking points, or revelations about conduct at the IRS, a lot more energy and focus was paid by some in Congress as well as in the media on issues that, while important, are not of the highest priority of the American people, and they were not scandals.
I directed Secretary Liu to follow up on the IG audit to see how this happened and who was responsible and to make sure that we understand all the facts.
But on May 15th, the president directed you to investigate the IRS scandal. So if this is supposedly behind us, it's been more than 2 months since he directed you to lead the investigation. Explain to me how it was that conservative groups were targeted by the IRS.
Well, look, first of all, Chris, what we found out as we went through to find the facts is that there was equal opportunity, bad judgment. It was conservative groups, it was progressive groups.
At equal numbers or not grossly disproportionate conservative groups over progressive?
There are an equal number of groups. The bad judgment was equal opportunity.
But not the number of groups.
No,
it was like, it was over 100 as compared to maybe a dozen. Because an IRS official, Carter Hull, told Congress this week that he was ordered to send applications from two Tea Party groups for tax-exempt status to send them to the IRS chief counsel's office. That's William Wilkins, who's a political appointee. As a political appointee, he reports to you, to your office. Have you asked William Wilkins, the IRS chief counsel appointed by President Obama, what involvement he or his office had in all of this?
Now, Chris, to be clear, there are 1,600 lawyers in the chief counsel's office, and there was no suggestion that this went to the one political person in that office. There's no evidence of it. There has been no evidence of it.
Well, wait a minute. Have you asked him?
Chris, I'm leaving the investigation to the proper people who do investigations. I don't think it's appropriate for me to do the investigation.
Somebody in the Treasury Department asked William Wilkins what he knew about this.
Chris, there is no evidence that this went to any political official.
Again, folks, that was a clip from our documentary called Tax Invasion. You can find the entire thing online at irsmovie.com. That's irsmovie.com. And, folks, this has been the biggest litigation lift in the history of the ACLJ, representing more than 40 clients across the country who were targeted by the IRS. We still have to find answers, folks. We still have to get to the bottom of it. And this is one of the reasons that we could use your financial assistance. We are engaging in a matching challenge. Your $10 gift becomes $20. $20 gift becomes $40 and so on. You can donate online at aclj.org. It enables us to engage in this litigation, to represent these 40 clients. It enables us to stand in the face of the IRS on your behalf. Again, if you can contribute, your gift will be doubled. aclj.org or 877-989-2255.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Around the globe, especially in the Middle East, the persecution of Christians continues to grow at an alarming rate. With each day, there are new reports of Christians being murdered, even crucified, by radical Islamic terrorists simply because of their Christian faith. At the ACLJ, we're engaged in this vital issue. working to free American pastor Saeed Abedini, imprisoned nearly 2 years in Iran because of his Christian faith. And in the Sudan, Miriam Ibrahim and her American family, her husband and 2 young kids, prohibited from leaving that country to return to the United States. We must do all we can to bring an end to this global persecution of Christians, especially in the Middle East. That's why we're launching a new campaign, calling on the Obama administration to take all diplomatic efforts to protect Christians from this wave of persecutions. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
Everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Folks, in just a moment, I am going to play for you an interview that Jordan did this morning on Fox News. He was on with Martha McCollum talking about this unbelievable revelation, folks, yesterday that occurred in a congressional hearing where Daryl Issa, John Micah, and Jim Jordan revealed that one of the document dumps that the IRS made with these emails from Lois Lerner revealed that she was actively trying to find out whether communication that occurred over an electronic chat system within the IRS could be traceable and whether or not Congress could be able to find them. Folks, she was trying to cover her tracks. It's pretty apparent. She found out that the Inspector General had discovered that she was targeting conservative groups across the country. She realized, I think she probably deleted her emails, but one way or another, her emails were lost, and she wanted to make sure that her electric communication through this chat system also could not be traced. And when she found out that in all likelihood it was not saved, her response was perfect. Jordan was on this morning with Martha McCollum talking about this new revelation, talking about what it means for our litigation. I wanted you to hear the update directly from this interview. Again, this is Jordan on Fox News from this morning.
So Republicans on the House Oversight Committee releasing new emails from former IRS official Lois Lerner, warning coworkers to watch what they say in their emails, she suggests. She says, quote, "I was cautioning folks about email and how we've had several occasions where Congress has asked for emails and there has been an electronic search for responsive emails. So we need to be cautious about what we say in emails." Let's bring in Rich Lowry, editor of the National Review, and Jordan Sekulow, editor, executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, who represents many of the groups that feel that they were wronged by the IRS. So, Jordan, let me start with you. What does this reveal to you?
Well, it reveals what we know, which is, on the one hand, it underscores why we told the FBI and Department of Justice we're no longer cooperating with their so-called investigation here, because it was focusing on low-level people, ignoring Lois Lerner, and yet there's these emails showing someone 12 days after they got the report, the first draft from the Inspector General, and then she's going to people and saying, wait, well, they can't search our instant message system, can they? I hope not. And then writes back when they said no unless someone saves it. Perfect. So it's an administration, a DOJ and an FBI, not taking a serious investigation. On the civil side of our case, though, this continues. Every bit of this information continues to help us in court to build the case that there was not just wrongdoing here, but wrongdoing that deserves some kind of retribution for our clients, that they deserve something for what they've gone through. And we still have some clients, Martha, that haven't gotten IRS approval. And this was a woman telling everybody to be careful in their emails and hoping their chat messages weren't being saved.
Yeah, I mean, that is what's clear, Rich. But you say it's not necessarily a smoking gun.
Yeah, we can't draw any definitive conclusions from this, but it goes to what they call the law, a culpable state of mind. She was clearly worried about what she and others were saying over email and worried about the possibility of Congress getting a hold of those emails. So it's just going to create more suspicion around this whole matter. And 75% of the public already thinks these emails were deliberately destroyed, and this makes it look even worse.
The timing, as Jordan pointed out, is very interesting. It comes right after the initial IG report came out, and it comes right before Lois Lerner dropped that, you know, sort of innocuous statement, you know, saying that, you know, at times that, you know, there were certain groups that didn't get the tax exempt status that they wanted, and she sort of let this thing open up, and she tried to do it on her own terms in that moment. Let's take a look at this, because it also goes to the instant messaging system that she and the other employees were working under. And here's her quote of what she said about that. Someone asked if OCS, which is their instant message service, conversations were also searchable. I don't know. Do you? Do you know? My general recommendation is to treat the conversation as if it could be saved somewhere, as it's possible for either party of the conversation to retain the information and have it turn up as part of an electronic search. And then she went on to say, perfect.
Yeah.
So I also want to play this. Jim Jordan questioning on this issue yesterday. Watch this.
Lois Lerner's answer, perfect, is not to this lower box in red. It is to the last paragraph that says, my general recommendation, this is from Maria Hook, is to treat the conversation as if it could be or is being saved somewhere, as it is possible for either party of the conversation to retain the information.
You expect us, and more importantly, the American people, to believe that, perfect, now we know we need to save these. That is the most ridiculous interpretation. There is no one with any common sense who would reach that interpretation.
Rich, what do you think?
Well, even if you do go with that interpretation, again, it goes to her state of mind, which we have to be really careful about what we're saying to one another and treat all communications as though someone's going to get them. And why is she worried? Why is that her state of mind? And the IRS has not dealt with this straight from the beginning. She lied right out of the box when the IG report is about to come up, and she plants a question at a conference, and then she says, oh, this is all low-level people in Cincinnati. Yeah, and then you have these emails that have been sought by Congress for a year, subpoenaed twice, and the IRS only gets around to informing Congress that they're missing forever 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's the context. Taken of itself, you know, you could see a manager saying, look, just be aware, everybody. Your emails could be looked at. If we get investigated, they could be looked at. But you put it in the context of all of this other stuff that was going on behind the scenes, and you know that they had to have been getting nervous about what was going to be found.
And we see, Martha, now the whole picture. And as Rich said, you have to be careful about culpability to an extent. But when you look at everything combined here, I don't think you have to be anymore. And here's why, as an attorney, I'd say that. First, she does this 12 days after she gets her eyes on the report that's about to come out. Then after she knows her emails are gone, remember, she knows her emails and some other IRS officials that those have been destroyed. Now she's checking to see if they're chat messages. She gets the word they won't be probably, so she says perfect. And then a month later, she goes and announces before the IG, she leaks that they were targeting the Tea Party. And a few days after that, what does she do? She takes the fifth. So this is someone making sure that her communications
that
wouldn't get grabbed
wrong.
And then would not testify to Congress. That is about as culpable as it gets.
If you did nothing wrong, you have no reason to worry about what's going to be found.
Exactly.
That's a fact. So, Rich, thank you very much. Jordan, thanks.
Thanks, Martha.
Always good to see you both.
Thanks, Martha.
Folks, again, that was Jordan from Fox News this morning. Here is what Lois Lerner said. I was cautioning folks about email and how we have several occasions where Congress has asked for emails. We need to be cautious about what we say in emails. And then she went on to ask whether or not those chat communications should be traced. When she found out that they would not be traced unless someone actually printed them out, her response, perfect. Folks, she was in full-blown cover-up mode. That is why our litigation is so important, to find answers, not only for our 40 clients that are across the nation that were targeted by the IRS, but for all of the groups that were targeted by the IRS, and to make sure that this kind of targeting of the American people never happens again. If you can stand with us, if you can make a financial contribution that will help our litigation efforts, folks, this has been the largest litigation lift in the ACLJ's history. If you can make a $50 donation, it becomes $100. $100 donation becomes $200, so forth and so on. You can make that donation online at aclj.org or by calling 877-989-2255. Lois Lerner and the IRS may have been trying to cover this up. Folks, we are going to find answers with your help. To stand with us, make a contribution online, aclj.org.
Put my last quarter on, I'll play authority song.
We must do all we can to bring an end to this global persecution of Christians, especially in the Middle East. That's why we're launching a new campaign, calling on the Obama administration to take all diplomatic efforts to protect Christians from this wave of persecutions. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.